This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the contradictory European legacy of Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky would have wanted to be seen as a realist, so I can easily imagine him just shrugging and saying the equivalent of a whatever from more than 45 years ago. The right seems to read him more closely than the left, both in the U.S. and abroad, but at least some are reading him. He'd be happy with that. In the same way that Facebook is seen as the same as the internet in many countries around the world, in Europe at least, and perhaps everywhere, Saul Alinsky is seen as the same as community organizing. Saul would be ecstatic to hear that, undoubtedly. I thought about this a number of times while in Brussels. During the debate and question and answer sessions after the showing of the organizer, there were some questions about Alinsky. During our training, one or two of the people in the session asked about something they had read, often apocryphal, in Rules or Reveille. Frequently, they wanted to know if the action Saul discussed in the book ever happened. Usually not, but the threat is often more powerful than the action itself, so what's the harm? Do all actions have to be fun, one asked, citing Alinsky. No, many are more necessary than fun. Then in the debate at the Union Hall, the advertisement bringing people to the meeting suggested not only that my colleague, Andre Enroux, and I would be there to talk about ACORN, but that we would also talk about the principles of Saul Alinsky and how they might suggest new methods for organized labor in Belgium. That would have been hard to do. In some cases, we were asked to describe how the ACORN methodology was the same or different from Alinsky's precepts. On those questions, we had soap to put sugar in people's coffee oftentimes. We all owe a debt to Alinsky and his work. He was a great evangelist for community organizing. In some ways, as evidenced by the interest expressed on the Union Flyer, he still is. Our head organizers in France and Italy have both written books about Alinsky. In that sense, Saul is still helping bring people into the work. At the same time, I think Saul would have adapted to the changes over the last almost five decades since his death. Organizational and institutional ties have weakened hugely in that period. To build an organization of organizations would leave out more people than it would involve these days. Alinsky could not have anticipated these declines, but I like to think he might have evolved a model closer to what ACORN has done. Before his death, he was already experimenting with organizations like the Chicago-based Citizens Against Pollution and trumpeting the need to organize the middle class rather than the poor. I'm not saying that I agree with his direction, but he was smart enough to know that organizing had to continually adapt and experiment. The latter-day Alinsky followers stress still building from the base of institutions, especially the church, and particularly the Catholic Church. There is a rationale there, but it also creates something less than an autonomous organization, and one that rises and falls with those institutions as well. The legacy of Alinsky is alive and kicking, in Europe particularly, perhaps. It is best to simply protect the legend, because the actual organizing methodology would likely not bring as many people into community organizations. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.